local and unafraid. This is Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
.733 on Hudson Valley Focus Live. Well, Tony Morrow is in the studio with me, and then the Zoles will join us. I love these Monday mornings when it's, you know, happy time here in the studio.
Yeah.
So, well, I have a question for
yes.
you. The weather forecast over the weekend said we're going to have, you know, rainstorms and heavy rains and thunder lightning. Did you get storms up in Kingston yesterday afternoon?
We did not. And, you know, we had one of our free Rotary concerts yesterday, and we were concerned that we were going to have to cancel it because, you know, you're not going to bring out the band and listen, you know, folks are not going to come out in the rain. It did not rain.
What concert was that?
So it was a community band that we have put together from high schools. These are music instructors, SUNY Ulster. It's a volunteer band, which to their credit, you know, this is the third show we've had every Sunday in July. There'll be one more.
You mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really cool. They're not. I think we do pay a stipend to the conductors, but any musician that was there is there of their own volition, and because they don't get an opportunity to play.
Dwayne wanted to like go that. Over yesterday at 3 o'clock to see somebody. I don't know whether it was yours
no,
or a different.
No, ours was at 2.
Okay, this was at 3,
and Kingston there was a, Point Park.
There was, I think it was a jazz event happening. I think it was.
Yeah. Well,
and the forecast that we had was for thunder lightning at that hour.
Yeah, I know. The weather people don't always get it right, and they keep their jobs. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Right? This is a 25 or 26 piece orchestra that comes out, and they practice once. They're all, I'll say pros, and they don't need a lot. They get the sheet music, they play, they come together, and it's a real marvel. You know, usually we get 75 to 100 folks showing up. Nice. On a Sunday afternoon, there might have been one drop. That's about it.
We had, I think, like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. We had, just a few minutes of heavy rain, but nothing like. But then it went away, and it was blue skies and sunshine again.
Yeah, I don't remember any sun, any rain at all.
But
humidity.
Anyway. Yeah,
we got that one pretty good.
It did get a little toasty yesterday.
Yeah, it's okay, but it is July. You know, this is what we expect.
Let's spend a couple minutes. Your sense of the job market.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of it's psychological.
Yeah, we continue to get calls for just about all sectors, from administration, clerical work, customer service, legal secretaries, manufacturing. Some warehouse. We're getting inquiries across the board. We're getting more executive search requests right now for management level jobs. So if you ask me, just from my lens and our staff's lens, they're pretty busy, and we're seeing folks interested in either doing new jobs that they don't like their existing jobs or a new opportunity for them. So we're not seeing any downturn, Tom, at all at this point. And it's interesting. The first 6 months of 24 were horrible for us. I mean, it was slow. And then it just picked up in the second part of the year, the busiest 6 months we've had in 11 years on the, job people seeking.
Wow.
Which was kind of, I don't know if, what that was connected to.
I got to tell you.
Connect some dots.
I have a real, now that you say that, because I just said a minute ago, I think I said it out loud about the psychology of the markets.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that too.
All the way back over the last couple of years, I had said the fact that there were job openings, but there was such uncertainty that businesses that I knew personally were hesitant to fill those positions. So it's one thing to, when you look at the numbers saying, there's, 8 million job openings, doesn't mean that there's 8 million
correct
hiring things happening.
Correct.
At
correct.
But
there's
I think as we
hesitancy.
Came in, I think as we came into the second half of 2024, and I know this sounds weird, but as there was increasing likelihood that Donald Trump was going to be elected president, I saw the change happening then.
Yeah, I think you're correct about that. I think there's certain, whether you love Trump, President Trump, hate President Trump, I think there was a sense that the business in the United States was going to just start picking up.
Yes.
Just, you know, accelerating. And I think lack of confidence in, you know, President Biden / Harris. Kamala Harris, you know, because I think, yeah, they didn't. In many business people's minds, represent the interest of business per se, you know, and so job growth has to do with a feeling of we're going to improve business, we're going to grow our business.
I don't think, so, and this is
no.
Neither one of them even knows business,
right?
They literally neither one of them even right. knows business. I was had this article in front of me here. What did I do with it about the Federal Reserve? And I read this, and even in this article, Fed pours jet fuel on inequality gap. Tony, I can trace this back for 30 years,
yeah,
35
absolutely.
Years, and I can show you where the change took place and the federal regulation that took place. But even this article, where he talks about interest rates and monetary policy and money supply, there's my two Americas theory. They're talking about capital markets.
Yeah, yeah.
Many of the businesses that you do employment work with, they're not in the capital markets.
Correct. I call that Wall Street versus Main Street.
Yeah.
Right? Same concept. And what drives the market doesn't necessarily benefit everyone, you know. And so those some of those policies that you're talking about drive the markets. And, you know, we're back to almost, are we at highs, you know, back to the last year and a half. I know there was some decline. I was just looking at the stock market numbers back in, and again, you're a statistics guy, you and Robbie. So 2020, I thought I saw something about Dow Jones, 26,000 post pandemic, which I get. It's now what, 44,000?
That's probably
in that neck
yeah.
of the woods.
Yeah.
So it's gone up like 18,000 points, and
but again, this is a situation where 44,642.
There you go.
S&P up to 63,49. NASDAQ futures 23,284. But again, this has, I was talking this morning about the wealth and income inequality.
Yeah.
That has benefited the top 10% of the economy.
That's growing dramatically.
Where this economy has to grow from now, I firmly believe exactly the businesses who are your clients.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is where we can
less than 50,
right?
You know, 25.
This is where we can get the broad growth across the economy.
Absolutely.
This is what we saw in 2017, 18, 19. People lied about it. They didn't want it really known. Well, there were
the narrative, and then there's the reality.
Yeah.
Right.
After the Trump tax cuts in 2017, where these small businesses could expense items differently.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Have their tax rates lowered so that they can invest the money in their employees and their capital equipment, grow business. There literally were 7 million jobs created across America in those Main Street businesses.
Yeah, no, and that's important, because that's really where, you know, we're basically a mom-pa, other than the big corporate
Absolutely.
Moguls.
See, that's why you said what we want to talk about. So I'm glad you're here, because this is absolutely at the core of where we are. And I read this article out of whoever authored it. And this, you know, again, these are people talking about capital markets.
Yeah.
Nowhere in this article does it even touch on what you and I are talking about
exactly.
the two Americas.
Yeah.
And look at the major media outlets.
Yeah, forget that.
Most of those people, they're not out in the community.
Yeah, I'd rather watch the Christmas fireplace.
That's a good one. I actually think I have that on my TV. There's some channel on there. Oh, that reminds me, though. I'm glad you said that. I thought earlier, I do not watch network news.
Yeah, nor do I.
I have not watched it for 6, 7, 8 years. I don't, people will send me articles and that's fine. Or maybe I'll just look at something quickly. I don't need other people filtering it for me.
Yeah.
most of all the research I do is original, out talking to real people and traveling around. But I'm curious, with all these breaking developments, playing mm-hmm. this audio this morning from Tulsi
Gabbard, I heard that. Yeah.
On there with Maria Bartiromo, mm-hmm. I'd be curious if people, you know, will let me know, what has ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, PBS, what have they covered of these documented facts that go right up to the Obama White House?
Yeah, zero. The answer is zero. They're not covering it.
There was
It's not a topic.
There was one of the stories that I saw on Friday or Saturday, and it escapes me now which one it was. And I saw some Facebook comments about it. And so I thought I would do a little search through the New York Times. They had it buried.
Yeah.
Buried
yeah.
way back in the
I mean, I think they're covering a lot of ICE-related, right, immigrant expulsions for my 70th birthday party, my wife threw a nice big shindig for me, and she got this big poster that said all the things that happened in 1954. On the bottom right of that large poster was Operation Wetback. Look up Operation Wetback. It was in the Eisenhower years
yeah.
in 1954,
yeah.
and it was the largest exportation of immigrants this country has ever seen.
Yeah.
1954.
Yeah.
Post-World War II. I didn't do enough research on it as to why, but this is not a new phenomenon in our country, and so look up Operation Wetback and see what you come up with. Pretty stunning and staggering. Obviously, we didn't have the media back then
right.
that we do today, right? It was even before Walter Cronkite, I think, Tom, possibly, 54. I don't know. TV was not that prevalent back in 54.
No, no. I have a TV story.
Let's hear the TV story.
Let's hear from the Zolls with the sports report.
Yeah, let's do that.
And with some help of our friends at Atlas Star, and I'll come back and tell you my TV yeah. story from about back in that era.
Yeah.
Back in a minute on The Beacon.
He's the voice of the Valley. Hudson Valley Focus with Tom Sipas on The Beacon.
/7:49 on Hudson Valley Focus on The Beacon on July 21st here. So now through July 31st, DS Home Services has $500 off any new water filtration system installation. And you can find out if you need it by giving them a call and getting their DS Home Services free water quality test. DSHomeServices.com, DSHomeServices.com. So I think it was a little earlier than 1954.
Okay.
It might have even been like 1951 or 52
okay.
because I wasn't very old. We did, in fact, live down on Winfield Street in the city of Poughkeepsie and just down across the street from where the Shamrock Club mm-hmm, still is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And,
know where it is.
And we were one of the first people on the block to have a television.
Okay, wow.
But, of course, TVs in those days weren't exactly like they are today. And sometimes they would go out and you could open the back and take the tubes out, and then
yeah.
they would have these tube testing
yeah,
places.
Yeah, 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 at the drugstores or wherever.
Well, so I must have seen my dad working on that TV. And I got up in the middle of the night one night. I think I was only about 3 years old. Fortunately, my father found me before I electrocuted myself. I was in the back of the television.
Oh, Lord.
I was in, of course, in those high-voltage transformers
oh, yeah.
and all in
yeah.
there. So I was in the back of the TV, you know, I guess trying to troubleshoot it.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're talking about, because I grew up in Fishkill, and the Greenwall Pharmacy, Stanley Greenwall Pharmacy, right in the middle of town, had a tube tester.
Exactly.
And, the tubes are like this big, and you find the right configuration.
Exactly. You match the pins on the
pins up. So yeah, it was hilarious. And those things hung around for quite some
yes,
time, by
yes.
the way. They didn't go away too early. So
yes, they did.
Yeah,
I mean, Robbie, all foreign to you, right?
Yeah.
Well, 100%. Yeah, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Today, when you know when the flat screen TV goes bad, you just throw it out and you go to
landfill.
Wherever, and you know you buy another one. So
You
got some notes there, Tony Marmo.
Well, you know, I was listening, as I said, you know, since, 20 of 7, and there's so much going on nationally, internationally. What do people do or think about it? How do they react to it? Are they just, you know, get mad at something else or somebody else in the car?
Yes.
Or, you know, the answer is yes to that. Or how do they... How can they enact, you know, get involved somehow, you know, without trying to feel like they can, you know, do something about what's going on in the world? And I just had a couple of notes that I threw down. The one was what you say all the time is do your own research.
Absolutely.
Don't listen to whatever, even with all due respect, you. I mean, you know, people.
I agree.
And I've heard you say, you know, give me a call if you want to talk about this.
I agree.
But do your own research. Do your fact searching. Not only from one source, and I guess you can ask AI, but do go beyond AI, please. And do your own independent research. The second thing that came to mind was vote. If you're not voting, then really, I'm not sure if you have a say, quite frankly, or you want to speak too loudly about things. Get into the voting booth, whether it's a local election, a regional, national. Get your vote registered and
when I've had candidates for office on with me, the first thing I try to ask them, and this is really important from what you're saying, okay, candidate Tony, what are the duties of that position? Do you know that I've had candidates for this office not be able to outline
answer that basic question
what the basic question is? If people are coming to you for a job.
Yeah, there's a job description.
Okay, job description.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Job description.
Right.
And what's on your resume with your qualifications
that
and experience
match. Yeah.
that match that job description?
Yeah.
Have you done what you say you do? You have a track record?
Yeah.
Tony, to your point about the voting, people treat it like a popularity contest.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I go all the way back. I was talking about picking stuff up back in 1992.
Yeah.
That was 1992 was nothing about popularity. You know, hey, this guy is cool. He can go on Arsenio Hall and play the saxophone, man. Look at that. You think I'm kidding?
I remember that.
Absolutely true.
I remember our President Clinton and with the sax.
And the narrative. What else you got on your list there?
Well, the other thing was, you know, which is kind of in my wheelhouse, is get involved in your community. You know,
absolutely.
Make a difference in your own backyard. Help your friends, neighbors, folks in need. There's a zillion opportunities for volunteerism out there. You can do it, on a Saturday, on a Thursday. If you're retired, you don't need to jump in the 10-foot end of the pool. You can just wade in and select your volunteer opportunity. And they're all over the place. In Ulster County, we have Ulster Corps that matches volunteer opportunities with what you want to do. So there's
something like that here in Dutchess
sure
as well, but
too.
I can't remember offhand who it is.
We should find out. I'll do a little searching around about that. There's certainly the service clubs that are out there. There's your fire departments. There, you know, and you don't have to be a firefighter, but you can be a support there.
Well, on Saturday, Joanne went over to the Pleasant Valley Community Garden.
Exactly.
And there were a lot of people are away, so there weren't as many people there as normal.
Yeah.
But, you know,
there's
pulling weeds. And I have to get the figures for last year. I know it was over 1,800 pounds of food.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, all the nonprofits usually have volunteer opportunities in your community. So instead of just getting upset at the TV or listening to something and say, go out and expend some positive energy helping someone in need. Food banks would love to have you. Any of the food pantries, great opportunities there. Literacy programs. We're working, our Kingston Rotary right now, working with Kingston City Schools, K-4, which is an impressionable group of young folks. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have, because they said they need help with their math times tables.
Okay.
So we said, hey, it's up in our alley. We're going to install a peace pole in that school. So there's opportunities to get your mind off, if you will, all the national rhetoric and hatred that's being spewed all over the place, and help somebody in your local community. I think, let's see, and then we talked about Main Street versus Wall Street. You know, that's, you know, what's happening in our local areas doesn't necessarily reflect the Dow. But the most important thing is vote and get involved in your community. That's how you get rid of some of this excess negative energy.
And to your point, Tony Marmo, ask yourself, does this make sense? Does this make sense? And the thing that I am at an absolute loss to understand, and this is going on now for 15 years, with the huge run-up in the national debt. I have had this exchange with my contemporaries, my old classmates, about what in God's name are you're backing people. What are they doing to your children and grandchildren?
Yeah.
Oh, don't bring my kids in. What, you don't care about your children?
Yeah, exactly.
We're literally, it is criminal, the debt that's been heaped on future generations.
It's super frustrating to me. And, I have that, the app on my phone, the U.S. debt clock.
Oh, yeah.
I show that frequently to people, and they can't even believe it.
No.
But there's no thought process, which is, you know, one of the frustrations I have even today with the bill that was just recently passed. It's adding another $5 trillion.
Over 10 years,
yeah, I know. Granted. Yeah. But it would be nice to say, you know what, the target is to reduce by $5 trillion over the next 10 years, our national deficit. And usually it's not just a cut and slash like any business.
Correct.
You need to grow your revenue.
Correct.
You need to grow your business base.
Correct.
Which I think is the plan to get more businesses generating
Absolutely.
More income for the government.
But every dollar counts. Going back years ago, I had gone over to Hartford, Connecticut for a week. One of my major insurance companies, I won't say which one, just the one with the big red umbrella. they had signs up everywhere. Everywhere I went, each employee was charged with, today I want you to find a way to save $1.
There you go.
30,000 employees.
Yeah, that is a lot of money. It's a lot of money, man.
Do you know that over a number of years, that with changes in technology, they shaved their operating overhead from 31% of premium dollars to 18%.
Yeah. Look,
so 18%, by the way, is the number at the federal level where our United States economy performs very well.
Interesting.
18%. So that, I did the math on this last week. I don't know if I ever talked about this on air or not. 18% comes out to the federal budget should be $5.5 trillion. No more than that. I don't care how worthy it is.
I agree.
At this point in time, no more.
I think we're sniffing at it, but we're really not getting to the basic issue of it.
Exactly, because there's too many people there with hidden agendas.
Absolutely.
No hidden agenda here. The Zolls joins us. Tony Marmo stays in, and we'll be back in a minute on The Beacon.